For Frank, I know you've played here many times, but what does it mean to you to be a Chicagoland player and have family, friends, and have this tournament your senior year in the Chicagoland area?
It's awesome being able to come home and play in front of so many friends and family. I know Duye and I are from this area, and we have ties to this arena, so it's always awesome when you get a chance to play someplace like this.
On the aisle.
Frank, you had that unusual stretch of you missed a shot and a couple turnovers. Talk about that a little bit if you could, and just going to the bench, was Coach Ryan punishing you or just giving you a little break?
It was obviously a frustrating stretch. You know, they took the lead back, and I just had to recuperate mentally and go back out on the court and bring some energy.
Way in the back.
For Sam and Duye. Sam, can you address what got into you in the first half when you got a little active? I think it started with a tip or play inside. And then Duye, the same for you. It seemed in the second half was your turn to help kind of spark the team a little bit.
Sam, start with you, please.
Okay. Well, we kind of were lacking energy a little bit in the first half. They were playing harder than us. So, some guys made some plays for us, stepped up, brought the energy level of us up, and, saw some opportunities to attack and got some buckets going, and, just tried to make it hard on them defensively. That's something I've been working on, and, I thought I did a better job tonight.
Do you?
In the second half, Coach always preaches for the guys coming off the bench to bring energy, contribute in any way possible. The opportunity presented itself where I got a wide open three to start it off, hit that, my confidence throughout, and then just played my game and tried to help us as much as we could to get this win.
Go down here in front.
You struggled a lot with your shot from January on into March and then hit the one at Wisconsin. Seems to have unlocked your confidence a little bit. Do you have an idea of what was going wrong during that slump and why it's more accurate now?
Just missing shots. There's really no explanation for it. Coming off the bench, obviously, there's going to be games where I might not shoot the ball as well. So I just try to contribute in other ways. I think I've found it now, and hopefully it's here to stay.
Sam, what type of challenge is it when a team you're playing against is really playing like it has nothing to lose? I mean, do you have to match that?
Yeah. Like I said, had a lot of energy from the start, and it's not like they didn't have nothing to play for. They wanted to win a few games here and win a Big Ten tournament championship. I think that should be the goal of everyone. So they came out firing, and they were throwing punches early, and that was they were doing a better job at that than us. So we just had to counter that and just try to withstand it, and then get a little run of ourselves. And I thought we did a pretty good job, getting a few runs, extending the lead a little bit, and then just holding them off.
Stay on the aisle.
Duye, you had that drive and slam. It looked like maybe you were close to getting a tee. You were hanging on the rim a bit. Were you worried about that?
Not really. Just excited. Thought it was a good play to get the guys going a little bit. Kind of a momentum swing. I didn't really worry about a tee. Would have been a bad way to end it.
Anything else for the right back there?
Duye, Frank, talk about it a little bit, but obviously you have connections to this arena as well, and what does it mean to have a big game here?
It's huge. Growing up as a kid, I came to games. I worked here as a ball boy, shot around before games. It's always been a dream of mine to play in an arena like this, especially this one. So to be able to come here and have a good performance, it's definitely very, very encouraging.
Coach, Irvin had 21, but a lot of the shots he hit were contested. How do you think you guys defended him?
I thought we made him work pretty hard. Sometimes a person answers the challenge and hits some of his own. Sometimes you look at number of points on number of shots, and seeing as he didn't get any from the free throw line, then his numbers are pretty good to get 21 points on 18 shots and not have any free throws. So he had a good game. He earned it. He earned every point. We tried to make him earn every bucket he had.
Right here.
Coach, what do you take from this game other than a victory?
Well, by the way, there was a guy underneath Duye when he first dunked and then swung back. There was a Michigan player right there, so he wasn't going to get a tee on that one because he wasn't able to come straight down. You remember those days. what do we take from this, you asked? We get to play another 40 minutes down here in Chicago in a great venue. And your supporters that bought the tickets, they get to be here another. That's pretty exciting. I brought a James Patterson novel hoping to stay here a few days. I did.
Yeah, Coach, one of the key plays was when Frank was prone on the floor, kept the rebound alive, and Decker ended up scoring to conclude the possession. Is that just an indication of what kind of basketball instincts he has and the intangibles that he brings to the team that can't be necessarily judged by pure numbers?
It's Frank's uncle. he's just an all-around player. He's a gamer. He understands every little thing in a game ends up being something on this sheet or leads to something on this sheet. So you never have to explain too much to him. He just had a couple rough spots there. Once he collected himself and got it, hey, he was ready to go. And some guys pout. He didn't pout. He went back out there and played.
Hiya, Bo. Is this team playing, you know, better than it was at this time last year? How, and if so, in what ways?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes you would hope that experience can help you. We ran into a buzzsaw in the Big Ten tournament last year. Michigan State got healthy, and they had everybody. They were ready to go. So now we'll see who we play next. And you know, we got bumped in the semis. Now we'd like to get something done in the semis because it's next. So, you know, I don't compare. I don't like to compare and contrast. I just want to give these guys their shot, their chance, and it's up to them to take advantage of it.
Go ahead.
Bo, I know you want to win the championship to win the championship, but does any part of your motivation coincide with trying to get the highest NCAA tournament seed possible?
It hasn't been mentioned once. In the locker room, in any conversations with the players, with the coaches, I've always figured that if you just take care of business, that people in the know will know what to do with your team. So that's all we can do. We can control our destiny simply by playing well on every possession. And if that's good enough, then, you know, so be it. If it's not, then we just, all we know is we're going to be playing in the NCAA tournament, and the rest is wait and see.